Hello, Maria. So exciting to have you on the podcast today. Go ahead and introduce yourself and the name of your business.
Yeah, thanks for having me. My name is Maria Horstman, and my business is BFABU LLC. It's a small company focused entirely on, helping individuals, groups, families, and corporations, especially the small corporations out there, to kind of, educate and empower them to get rid of their sugar addictions, their carb addiction, to de-stress, and really to kind of rediscover vitality and happiness, and to really lead a fulfilling life. Because I think that, most people, including me years ago, I was like one of those robots. And you probably can recognize with that, We see a lot of folks like that. What a robot means is you wake up in the morning, you might take your shower, maybe have your breakfast, maybe you do, maybe you don't. And then you start your work. Before, many people are driving to work. Now they're going to a little corner in the house, right? And start their work. They work anything between 8 to 10 hours. I used to work sometimes average of 15 hours a day when I was in corporate. And then you come back home or, and watch some TV, or maybe you play with your kids or have a conversation here. You catch up over personal stuff. And you go to bed, God knows what time, because maybe the TV is on your bedroom and you're catching that. And you wake up and do the same thing next day, and you do it over and over and over, and becomes a robotic process, and life is passing by. And I think that just like I did, I was not really reaching any potential of mine. Yes, I was great at what I did in my corporate, job, and I was very passionate about it. However, there is no bigger purpose other than, let's deliver this job, right? Sure. Which was great. It had a meaning to me. I was in finance. And so I was always kind of looking for ways to improve, that organization, right? From one way or another. And that to me was very meaningful. But, a job is a job, even if you love it. Hopefully you don't hate it. And there is more to life than a job. To pay those bills.
How did you transition from corporate to opening your own business and starting kind of to do what you love?
Well, it was a very interesting thing. It was actually, it was caused by a boss that I had. She instigated all this, and instigated not in the way that you might be thinking, oh, she was curious about it. No, it was a bad experience that I had. And working in an environment for me that was not one that motivated me to go to work every day. I was a nerve wreck. I was not being empowered to do my job because of the environment that was created. And so the habits, and the power that this person exerted, being a female in that case, made me really question if that the route in finance that I wanted to do, is that what's going to take? It's how women put, their power out there. Is that how the behavior is going to be? And I says, I don't want this. And then I started looking into the quality of life, in the team, how this whole thing, it really kind of stirred the pot inside me. And at the time, I was already kind of going to the health and wellness. I had already noticed that, hey, the path that I was in was not a healthy one. And that really triggered me to kind of think, what else, would I be happy to do every day? Happy to do. And if I didn't get paid, what would I do besides this? Because I was now questioning. I questioned many things about it. I had some really serious conversation with Maria, about it. And then I went through these scenarios of things that I really loved, And some of this is, well, I'm a little too old for that. I'm thinking, no, I'm not going to start this. This is going to compromise that, yada. And then, health and wellness became clear once a friend of mine who I had lunch with the day prior, and I told her these things in my head, I gotta figure this out, send me this article about a gentleman who was in his late 80s and had been teaching, you know, seniors how to exercise. And I'm like, when I read that thing, and I'm like, this is it. And that, you know, health and wellness, what one of the paths, you know, that I was evaluating, she just said, hey, based on our conversation, check this article. I thought about you. And that article changed everything for me. And from that point on, then I start getting certifications. And it says, well, one day I'll change, you know, and all that. But there was not anytime soon. And then things evolved in the corporate world. I ended up leaving that job for another job that used to work with a former CFO that that I worked with in the past. And that company ended up not doing so well as soon as I joined. Not that it was my fault, obviously, but it was a new position and really made me question. It says, okay, where am I going? And that boss says, you might want to look for a new job. And I had just started, let me tell you. Okay, I had just started, right? And I couldn't. I couldn't. And I went into that imbalance because I was now already deep into, you know, this health and wellness and the thought. And it says, do I really want to start all over? Because you might know, you know, when you start a job and I was making six figure for several years now, there is a lot of responsibility. There's a lot of responsibility. You got to show who you are. You got to work your behind quite a bit, right? And to prove to yourself and to the organization that you're worth. That's the kind of mentality. I got to a position that said, no, I'm going to give this a try. So I didn't look for another job. And eventually that company, you know, let me go and so the entire executive team let go. But before they let me go, I said, I'm gone. And that was it, man. And then I took a leap of faith basically on this journey. And I said, look, I got the education. I got experience. I can work hard. At the time I was, you know, getting to my 40s, right? Let me follow this passion because I was really passionate about it. You know, this topic of health and wellness. So that's how I changed. You know, it was a very challenging year, 2014, mentally and emotionally, to make all those decisions. And I was not planning to, you know what I'm saying? This was not part of my plan that year to do it.
So now you've been in, you know, 6 or 7 years in your business. Around 2014, 2015, what were some of the struggles that you had early on in your business? Kind of, getting into the business. It seems from the corporate world to me that a lot of people that transition this way understand the structure of the business. So I wonder, is it time? Is it the sales and acquisition? Is it the structure or something? What was kind of some of the early pain points that reared their head early in that venture?
Well, we need a very long podcast here, but I will tell you. I got my MBA at Emory. I did the executive MBA at Emory, and I did that in 2009, 2010. And great program. Great program. Still paying some of that debt. I don't have
feel
any
that,
regrets.
Sister.
You know, I don't have any regrets on that. You can have an MBA from a top school and have no clue when you go on your own.
Sure.
No clue. So the pains and mind that I am a very detailed person. I come from finance where I remember spending many times, you know, hours probably altogether trying to find that one darn penny, you know, because I went through phases in my job that was deep into the accounting piece of it, you know, doing software transitions and, you know, moving from one software to the next bigger one and doing all the getting deep down into the details of organization and the numbers and all that. Let me tell you, I love that kind of stuff. And when you go as, you know, move from that environment of a corporate that you have your surroundings, you have your peeps, okay? You have your colleagues, you have your department of marketing, you have your, you know, your advertising, you have all those things, okay? All those things. None of that exists when you go by yourself. It was all me. And doing that, what happens is, and especially if you are in the detail world, you can get to nowhere. Overwhelmed. That's what I got, right? Extremely overwhelmed. I burdened myself. You know, by the time that I got to 2016, I was in with adrenal fatigue. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I was a coach knowing exactly what was the problem. Right. And it says, this is not good. Right. So what is the main problem for me? Okay. What I missed and I still miss. Okay. Is that environment, that kind of level of accountability that you have with your colleagues in the office, you know, that you can exchange ideas, that you can bounce thoughts. I am that kind of person that, you know, I'm an idea generator too. So boom, 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 boom. Look, you cannot see it, but I have a huge 60 by 48 whiteboard over here. There was one in the back that you can see. There's another one on the wall. And used to have more in this room, by the way. Okay. I am an idea generator. You know what happens when you're not good at everything in your business, which nobody is good at everything, especially on the marketing, which is my weakness. All right. You become overwhelmed and you don't move forward at the speed that you want, right?
Sure.
And as an idea generator, you know, I have this thing, this thought, and I'm starting to think all the steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And it says, oh, I'm not good at that, not good at that. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then you don't have sometimes the person to bounce ideas with and kind of get clarifications and really tell you, hey, Maria, it's okay. You start this way. Move forward. You figure this out later. Mm-hmm. Boy, that took a while.
For sure.
That took a while.
So what has kind of the product changed over these 6, 7 years? Or is it still kind of that? Actually, just explain to me what it is, that service that you provide and kind of who you're providing it to.
Yeah, so I work most of the peeps who come to me, they want to lose weight, okay? That is their number one. Number two is they are fatigued and exhausted. Number three, their mobility. They're feeling weak in some way physically and also mentally. What is the kind of fatigue? So behind the scenes under the weight loss, there is multiple things that drive weight loss, okay, or weight gain, let's put it this way. And a lot of the folks, they have prediabetes, they have blood sugar imbalance, they are overweight or obese, and some these are some of these categories. On the fatigue part, you know, they are very busy professionals, you know, they're busy, accomplished, they drive themselves into insane. Everybody else is more important than them, themselves, right? There is the mom, the kids, the boss, and then the grandmother, the God knows who. And then there is them. And this is especially true for women. Men are much more pragmatic into that aspect, you know, into that life. And I'm like, you know, I got to take care of this. And then, okay, this is not as important. Women, they tend to think about all these things, mm-hmm. right? So the fatigue becomes like a mental fatigue, right? And that fatigue in a way, which was part of my case as well, it's because you don't know when to stop. You're always going and going and going. And that could be driven by stress. High levels of stress could be driven by, you know, poor nutrition deficiencies, could be driven by poor quality of sleep, right? And, you know, all those things are creating all these imbalances that cause sometimes this weight gain that we're talking about. It's creating this blood sugar imbalance. It's creating this insulin resistance and so on like that. And the physical aspect of it, you know, I'm a personal trainer. I'm a health and wellness, I call editor, because it's about editing the story that you have today so you don't continue that story. And that story is about your health and wellness, which is about your life. It's about living your best life. You know, from a physical perspective, now that expands in many ways. Women especially are, you know, they like to take their walks, you know, and it's great. You go to a gym. I mean, people are going to the gyms, but always has been what? The women are the treadmill, you know?
Sure.
That they're in some ways afraid to do the weight training, okay? And that fear is coming from stories that they tell themselves, the stories of the media, things that they grew up with, or they're really feeling that they're unqualified to kind of start doing weights, or they feel very intimidated by the process because, oh my God, we got to do the legs, got to do this, got to do that. And they don't want to plan. You know, they don't know how to plan. They are afraid of getting injured because they haven't done much. So gets to a time on the women's life that now they're thinking, okay, they look at themselves in the mirror. They don't feel as attractive. They see, you know, there's not much muscle going on over there. Now they understand the dangers of osteoporosis, which in women after the age of 35, you start losing about 1% of bone density a year, up to a 1% a year. So, you know, and if you don't exercise other than that walking or maybe that little jogging or your step or whatever, you know, you're not challenging your muscles. You're not challenging your brain. You're not challenging your flexibility, your balance. Now it becomes potentially kind of, okay, if I fall, I can break a hip. And let me tell you, that goes downhill quickly.
Sure.
Men is a little different. You know, men, they are getting, you know, they a lot of men exercise, but get men into their 50s is starting to kind of drop that because they don't feel maybe as powerful as they used to. Right. So now you go to the gym and now the ego of men start getting impacted in a way. And they think they're OK because, you know, they look all right, you know, in a way. But then they start doing some cardiovascular, even from burst exercises to lifting some stuff. And they feel dang not good. Or, you know, the problems down in the sexual area start. Right. And they don't want to tell anybody. But that is in their mind because they don't have the drive as much, or they're saying, you know, when they could be saying yes, but they're feeling uncomfortable about it. Or even is the doctor that say, hey, you gotta take a look at your health over here because this is not looking well. So men are gonna look into the fitness and into their health in general often later than women. Right? Because of some of these things that we discussed. It's a very interesting, you know, thing to kind of work with men and women and seeing what is truly important and the age difference, you know, as far as one starts, okay, this is a worry now, or why this is a worry between the two genders. And it's quite interesting. So yes, I'm a health editor working on this kind of levels of concerns, I want to say, or imbalances, and I'm a personal trainer, and I work with individuals, you know, creating plans, you know, for them. It's very unique in that case if it is a one-on-one. So it's basically listening to what they're going through, what their dreams are, because it's all about, you know, what are you here for? It's not about just being healthy. I mean, you know, people say, you know, I want to be healthy. And I says, that's not an answer, you know, that is going to get you to actually change your behavior. You know, the change the behavior is there is something much bigger. You know, and one client, one male actually client that I had, you know, and he was very superficial when I start digging into this. Why is this important to you? You know, it's like being a guy, you know, like, yeah, you know, don't want to get into the details of stuff, you know, whatever. And I kept pushing one way or another. All of a sudden the guy said, and he was an accountant. He owned his own business, an accountant. And he says, I don't want to end up in a wheelchair like some of the clients of mine. And that was it. As in the moment the guy said, the moment that he finally realized, he sat down, right? Because I hadn't thought about this. He says, you know, I haven't thought about this, you know, but I do not want to end up in a wheelchair of some of these people that I help with their finances. I want to age. Okay. And I want to travel with my wife. I want to play with my grandchildren. I want to enjoy life. I don't want to be like that. And I says, Now, that's got to be a reason for you to change. Now, we got something that we can drive, that we can pick that little wheelchair conversation in that picture, that now you're going to create a little mini vision board over there with that wheelchair. And it says, I want to do this. I'm going to stick with this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to implement this thing. I'm going to become consistent because I don't want that.
For sure.
That's what we need. You know,
what does that solution look like? Is it more of an exercise and coaching? Is it more of a nutrition standpoint? Is it more of an education and resources and or supplement standpoint? What does that package look like that, you know, as you're kind of taking someone under your wing, you want to kind of walk them down this journey? What are the actual services that you're rendering for those people?
Yeah, it's all the above. Really depends, right? It depends on the person's goals. You know, so I'll give an example. One of my latest clients, so also male, you know, and it's just funny that it's this male examples are coming, maybe because you are a male and I'm talking to you, but actually the majority of my clients are female. Okay. I want to say that it's about 80% female, 20% male. Okay. So his thing is he has changed quite a bit, you know, his lifestyle, but you know what? He's got diabetes. He knows he's got a blood sugar problem. His nutrition is much better than what used to be. Okay. That's because he has taken some action. He started educating himself, digging into some research and all that kind of stuff. Right. And, he came to me because he says, I need a better control of this. And I'm doing these things and I'm not moving as fast as I would like. So in that case, you know, I see this guy is a very focused. He's got time on his hands, okay, to kind of focus a little bit. He's on his 60s, so he's still working, but he's taught some time. He's very focused on his health right now. So in that case, we're doing a short, you know, we're doing like a month program with him just to get him started. And then we're going to see what comes after. So we're going to dive into his nutrition because that's indispensable for blood sugar, you know, management. And in that also, there is a sleep problems in there, which sleep problems are going to create blood sugar imbalances as well. It's going to create that fatigue because the guy's not doing as much with his life because he feels fatigued, right? And so could the nutrient deficiencies be causing that fatigue? Yes. Could they sleep? Absolutely. Why is he not sleeping? A lot of times, you know, his habits, right? Hygiene could be also nutrient deficiencies that are causing that person not to sleep very well and multiple things. Then his stress, you know, there is some stress, but it's not like on the level 9 or 10. So we're going to discuss that, but not to spend so much time. We're going to dive deep, very deep into his blood sugar. We're going to track it. And we're going to understand. He's going to understand his body in a way that he has not done before. Because he's like, yeah, I track once, you know, here and there. I take my blood sugar, you know, and metric. And says, no, we're going to dive deep. So, you know, and from an exercise perspective, he is going for walks every day. Imagine if the guy was not doing walks. Is walking the best for him to attack his diabetes? It is good, okay? Because if he was not walking, it would be a greater problem. But is that the most efficient way? No, it's not. Actually, strength training with some burst exercise, which is kind of, you know, high intensity, short, but out there, you know, that's going to be the most efficient for him because it's going to train his muscles, okay, to pick up glucose and work that glucose. So, and many other things. It's going to help with what? Also, his sleep, right? So, you see, and days that he's stressed out, right? It's going to help even more with the stress. So there is multiple things, you know, that as a coach over here, because I do both, I can look, and it depends on the priority. A person, and, you know, we are going to identify really where's the person needs the most help with, right? And then going to put the plan to get them moving forward. And some people work with me for multiple months, right? 3 months, 6 months, whatever. Some people do only personal training. I have some women in their, you know, 50s and 60s. All they do is personal training, right? Some of them have osteopenia. Some of them have osteoporosis, right? Some of them, they are busy professionals still. You know, they don't want to go to a gym. They feel intimidated. But you know what? They can have me from their houses, right? Once or twice a week, whatever they choose. And I keep them accountable throughout the rest of the week. So they feel comfortable with their, you know, their form, where they're going, they have a direction, and they know what to do on their own as well, right? So that brings what people comfort. I have somebody, professional, that is helping, and they see the results. Why? Because they're staying on track. And then I have some people who just come for coach, because there is not a single person, okay, not one individual out there who is saying that I don't need supplements. Our food, you know, is not the same. We don't have the nutrients, you know. You buy even the organic. You compare the organic food, which is less exposed to the crap that the soil is and the conventional food is still not the same arugula and nutrients of arugula 50 years ago or 100 years ago. And there is almost, it's almost impossible to eat it, you know. What we all need, considering the life that we lead today, a very stressful, and with, you know, we work a lot and we don't eat proper, we're not hydrated quite well, we don't move as much, and we sleep less. So the people who say I don't need supplement, and it says, well, we're gonna have to have a little conversation here, because sure, you know, there is a need for that. So it's a multifaceted approach and really depends on the individual, you know. But I do genetic testing as well, which, you know, I was my own guinea pig years ago, because, you know, we know from science, from epigenomics, that we can change the direction of those genes. It's about the expression of these genes, right? So now I have plenty of crappy stuff, man, plenty. Okay, which kind of explain a lot of things, right? From my addiction to sugar, sure, you know, to gut imbalances, it's all there. Now, I have a choice. You have a choice. Everybody has a choice, right? So yeah, there is multiple things that I will focus, you know, and bring tools to kind of help the person to progress to the next level.
Well, tell me, I think a lot of our audience, our connections, our referral partners, our clients are those busy entrepreneurs, busy parents, people that can easily get overwhelmed with all of the information that you kind of get shotgunned at you from a health and wellness perspective these days. If someone was to want to reach out to you and gain some more information, possibly sign up for the program and kind of go under your wing, how is it that people would find you and get a hold of you?
Yeah, it's great. First of all, I offer, you know, a complimentary session that I call the energy audit. Okay. Like, you know, coming from accounting, right, and finance, that's great, audit. So, yeah. And energy, because I really consider that health is the same as energy. You know, if we don't have the energy, we're not living, you know, we're not living well. Our cells over here, every single one of them is generating ATP, is energy. It's mm-hmm. energy not only to do things, but it's energy in each one of our organs. Everything is about energy that we generate. So from what we eat, to what we think, to what we do, to what we drink, to the thoughts that we have, to the words that we say, all those things are going to impact the energy, because it's impacting our hormones, right, as well. So I offered this energy audit where I kind of, you know, have this conversation. This is where you're at, what kind of dreams you have in your life over here. And we'll see if there is a fit, because I'm not the perfect coach for everybody, you know. And assuming there is a fit, then I'll help the person to put a plan together. And they can go to my website, you know, and that is befabbu.com. That is befabbu. .com. There you're going to be able to see, you know, inquire about coaching, whatever. We're glad to share the links with you, and you can share that with your network and show notes and all that kind of stuff.
I would like to have you back another time and really dive deep into one of those segments. Specifically, maybe we do a couple of episodes, a nutrition episode, a movement episode, because, you know, there's so many different avenues of things there, is from your nutrition to your dexterity, strength and speed and fitness and your gut health and cardiovascular health. Yes. There's so many areas there that I'd like to kind of break that up and dive deeper into each of those areas. If you would come back with us, but I want to wrap it up about there. But I really do appreciate you coming on. I want to ask, before we go, how can we help? Is there anything specifically that we can do over at Burn the Ship to kind of influx your business?
Yeah, look, man, sharing this, it's a way of helping, right? Sharing this podcast with your community. And also, you know, we are all, like you said, you help companies of all sizes. These are folks working a lot, most of the cases. And they're passionate about what they're doing, just like I'm passionate as an individual. I don't want what happened to me, okay, happen to other folks. We gotta come in. Look, I talk a lot about the health village, okay? Because it's not one doctor, it's not one specialist, it's not one coach, it's not one trainer, it's not one chiropractor. It's a village, right? And we need to come together, literally to come together, to continue to say, hey, if you're not feeling well, if you know you could be doing better for yourself, right? You got to take a look at your current lifestyle. And when I say lifestyle, is lifestyle choices regarding your nutrition, about your stress, about your sleep, about your movement. You know, I call movement with intention, you know. And, you know, the toxicity in your life, right? And many other aspects, you know, looking into, okay, that indigestion that you have, that constipation, those ups and downs, irritability, that brain fog, these are all signs. We cannot just sit here and look at the colleague who is not well and is complaining and just, oh, yeah, man, I know how it is. You know, let's help that village, mm-hmm. you know? So say, hey, I know somebody, you know, so here it is. Hey, I did a podcast with this young lady over here, and not so young anymore, you know, and share that. And I have my own podcast, you know, people are welcome to join my podcast. It's now in episode 5, and I'm having a lot of fun. I've been talking a lot about mindset, about goals and settings.
We'll share that as well. What's your podcast called?
Yeah, it's called Be Fab, Be You Made Simple. And you can find that in Apple, iTunes, and so on. You can also go to bfabbu.com/podcast. Then you can get that information as well. Cool. And you can sign up to receive daily emails and all that. But, you know, Spotify and Apple and Google Podcast, they're all there. And I'm having some great feedback from folks because – you know, they're short episodes. They're short. I'm trying to keep it about 15 minutes average. So people can wake up in the morning, listen to the thing, and is delivering three things. Basically, you know, a story that's related to a human, you sure. know, what is a circumstance, you know, an education piece, and a call to action. And here's what you can do. So if you want to work on it, man, you're getting some amazing tools. You know, it's a sure. matter of, okay, am I going to do this, right? Sure. So it's to inspire people to keep taking actions.
We'll share this podcast. We'll share your podcast as well. And I'll definitely stay in touch with you and try to drop some people your way and continue the dialogue, because you're obviously very knowledgeable. You're obviously very knowledgeable within this space. So I would love to continue the dialogue. I really do appreciate you coming on today. I can't wait for another opportunity to do this.
Yeah, let's do it, man. There is like lots of topics. And maybe the next one we do, we talk maybe about, you know, exercise from perspective of brain health, you know, and longevity. Sure. Because I think especially for business owners and busy individuals out there is something that we're not maybe fully aware how to take exercise, not from a weight lost perspective, but really for this guy. Keep us sharp.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it. We'll put it on the calendar as we get up. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate you. I'll be in touch with you soon.
Thank you, man. Have a good day. Bye-bye.